It was a barren and bleak place. A dead rock in the sky. We'd built it up in our imagination for tens of thousands of years. And the disappointment was crushing.
People thought maybe there were people alive on the moon. You know, maybe there are things up there. And what we learned when we got there is indeed, you know, what we saw was the case. It's a very cold place and it's desolate and, you know, it's not capable of supporting life as we know it.
Hey, Gene, would you go over to help Twinkle Pose, please?
I'm really...
I was strolling on the moon one day.
When astronaut Gene Cernan stepped off the lunar surface for the last time, it was no giant leap for mankind, but the last stumble of a dying era. NASA cancelled the next three moon missions and quietly drew the Apollo program to a close. Cernan was the last human being ever to walk on the moon. To this day, no one has returned. The love affair was over. But although the public's relationship with the moon had gone sour, for a small band of dedicated scientists, the romance was just beginning. They now had actual pieces of the moon to study. Nearly 400 kilos of lunar rock had been brought back by the astronauts. They hoped that these rocks would unlock the unanswered mysteries of the moon. Because despite the moon landings, scientists still didn't know the answer to the big questions. Where had the moon come from? And how had it formed? One of those starry-eyed young scientists was Gary Lofgren, a geologist working for NASA. He was given the job of cutting up each sample ready for study.
You just had no idea what you were going to see. Looking at these really strange-looking rocks that were just jumbles of debris, I mean, I was a chance to really to look at them closely, to not actually touch them, but come very close. And we realized we'd never seen anything quite like that on Earth, or at least we had never recognized it on Earth.
Most scientists had assumed that the moon would be similar to Earth. There'd be a mixture of young and old rocks, formed in many different ways. They were in for a surprise.
It turned out that our thinking about the moon was really wrong. The science had not done a very good job of guessing what the moon was going to be like. People did think it was probably fairly old, but they didn't realize it was as old as it turned out to be. We found rocks that are almost 4.5 billion years old, almost the age of our solar system. You know, some of these rocks formed just 50, 100 million years after the beginning of the planet. We just don't find rocks that old on Earth.